The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Now more with Bill Myers.
It's 11 minutes after 6. Pebble in your shoe Tuesday. Great time to check in. 770-5633. 770-KMED. Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com. Facebook.com/BillMyersShow. Feed is off, and is on, rather. And we are off and running, I think, more likely. It's going to be a pretty busy morning. If you wanted to join earlier, it's probably better than later because we're kind of loaded up this morning. Things just sort of worked out that way because we're going to move Josephine County Commissioner Bearchigger. We're going to be talking about how the inflation, which is still out there. I mean, everyone's acting in the Biden administration as if inflation has just gone away. But no, it's really just the rate of inflation has slowed somewhat. It's not exactly going down. It's not like we're going into deflation and things are getting cheaper. And given that Josephine County considerably under more pressure than Jackson County when it comes to the finances there, how is the inflation affecting our smaller local governments? I mean, that's really a big deal. And it hasn't been getting a whole lot of talk from the legislature either, for that matter, as more stuff just kind of gets piled on. You know, pile on. Here's what else you have to do, towns and cities and counties, and go ahead. Yeah, unfunded mandates, of course. Well, we may get a grant stream funding or two in for you. But we'll talk about that. And then State Rep. Kim Wallen, who's normally on Mondays, but we're going to talk with her at 7:30 when she has some time available. State Rep. Dwayne Yunker will then join me after 8 o'clock. And by the way, apologies. There are just times that I do have a little slipped gear because I would default. Occasionally, I would reference Dwayne Stark. Dwayne Stark, of course, a former state rep also from Grants Pass. It's just a force of habit. Dwayne Stark is in Texas now. But I'm trying to make sure I'm going to hit myself if I ever refer to Dwayne Stark, other than the fact that he's in Texas now, moved the family, and he escaped the People's Republic. Is that what we're looking at right now? But anyway, we'll talk with Dwayne there too. But also, I'm going to be speaking with a person from the Consumers Union. I forget which one it is. I'll take a look at my. At my notes here in just a moment about it, because there is something that the legislature did yesterday that I think is a bigger deal than many things that we talk about as far as affecting people in their everyday life. And I would like to find out if there is going to be any follow-up or if this is going to move forward. And what I'm talking about is right to repair. You know how Eric Peters and I talk about the proprietary aspects of so many automobiles. And that they'll say, well, you know, you can't take a look yet. You can't fix your own car here. You have to be able to have these kind of sensors and these kind of computers to be able to. And the car manufacturers will do everything possible to get in your way. There's another aspect of this, too, which has really been affecting farmers. Farmers will have these $500,000 tractors that, in essence, they aren't allowed to do anything about. Because, well, they may have the tractor on their property, but John Deere is one of the examples that was brought up here over the last few years. John Deere owns the license to your software. We own the software, and if you want it fixed, you better get our technicians to come out there and deal with it. Well, some of the states are starting to chip away at this. And as much as I am really upset with the state of Oregon for going after overregulation in many aspects, especially when it comes to property rights, one thing that they've done is that they've passed a pretty big right to repair law, and the tech industry is not real happy about this. Apple, especially. Apple is probably one of the biggest companies that says that, you won't own any Apple, and you'll be happy because you're going to send it back to Apple every time you want something repaired. And just kind of everything about Apple is a closed ecosystem. I'll give you an example of just something that just... It just absolutely astounded me that I did not know. I ended up buying an Apple laptop for my wife, Linda, a few months ago. We replaced her old one. And a very nice laptop. And I'm not thinking too much about it. But I was looking at this and I was saying, okay, so it has a 250 gigabyte hard drive on this. And I'm thinking about Well, I'd like to increase the size of it. And then I find out that this particular Apple laptop, you're no longer qualified to do anything inside it because they solder the hard drive to the motherboard. There is no hard drive per se, I can't go down to Best Buy or go online and order a hard drive and replace it. If the hard drive ever goes bad, I guess it's good for the life of the computer. It's good for the life of the computer. It's kind of like that lifetime transmissions, those sealed transmissions you'll see on some of the cars. Well, technically, I can't go in and replace the laptop. I better hope that she treats that computer well, for $1,200 or whatever it cost. at the time, it was pretty pricey, I thought. It might have been a little less than $1,000, but still. Apple has been one of the biggest, you're not going to really touch this stuff. You may have paid us a lot of money, but we still own you, and you better send it back to Apple. Well, this is now being chipped away from, being chipped away by the state legislature. And Oregon became the fourth state to pass a right to repair. So you now will have a legal right to fix your own home electronics. Now, it's only for home electronics. And manufacturers, including Apple and the Android manufacturers, et cetera, they'd have to give you access to the tools, parts, and manuals required to repair your electronic devices. Now, I'm not saying that you have to, but that you have to be able to be able to, if you want to. And what Oregon has done, though, is that they've taken it farther than the other state laws. And this is what really teed off Apple and some other people in the tech industry. And frankly, I don't care if Apple's teed off. And what it does is that the manufacturers have to make parts, tools, and repair manuals available to you and also third-party repair shops on fair and reasonable terms. Of course, there's a lot of wiggle in that. What's fair and reasonable, correct? They're also no longer allowed, the tech companies are no longer allowed to block third-party components that are otherwise functional replacement for manufacturer parts. In other words, if you're going to put something or get your Apple iPhone repaired, you don't have to use necessarily an Apple part. And what they have done in the past here is they would put all sorts of communication in the software so that, you tried to replace a battery. I had this happen with a laptop that we have here for the radio station. It's an old Dell from about 8-9 years ago. We've had it for the radio station. And the battery went bad. And so I ended up getting a non-OEM battery at first to put it in there. And they claimed it would work. But the software, Dell, said, nope, this is not genuine. And so we're not going to allow you to use it. And so I had to go out and buy a much more expensive Dell battery to do it. Well, Oregon's right to repair law is likely going to get rid of that kind of stuff, in which, you either buy the overpriced Apple or the overpriced Dell part. In other words, it better be a Dell hard drive. All these kind of things that have been restricted in the past. That is going to be illegal in the state of Oregon, which means that this will probably start spreading to the other states here, or else nobody will sell computers here. I don't know. maybe that's the other way of looking at it. I can't tell you. But still, they can no longer require that you replace a memory chip or a part inside something that you have, which is electronic, with the pure manufacturer parts. Now, the manufacturers will come back and say, well, this is going to lead to security problems and could become an issue. And yeah, in some cases, it should be. But if you're going to be a free people and you actually want to own your stuff, that choice should be up to you. It shouldn't be up to Apple, or it shouldn't be up to Samsung, or it shouldn't be up to Dell, or it shouldn't be up to any of the other high-tech manufacturers to decide what you are allowed to do with something that you supposedly own. The lack of right to repair has led to already a bit of this, you will own nothing and you'll be happy as long as you keep paying us, that kind of thing. So that's a shot across high-tech's bow, and I think it's reasonable. And if the manufacturers, I believe, had been more reasonable, they probably wouldn't have had to do this. But Apple, I think, was one of the biggest ones. Apple, one of the biggest oppositions or opponents of this particular bill. And this has been a long-term push. They've been working on this one for consumers for about 5 years. So you may not see changes right away, but changes are coming. And then it may get to the point where you can replace the glass on your iPhone if you end up breaking it, and it may end up causing or costing less over time. There may be fewer problems, and if you put a non-Apple part in there, it will not be allowed to sit there and say, warning, warning, this is a non-Apple part. How dare you? How dare you put something that doesn't have an Apple logo at 10 times the cost, you know, in this machine? So over time, that will end up going away. Now, does that mean that, you know, I'll be able to replace the chips or something in my wife's Mac? No, I don't think so. Not right now. I'm kind of stuck with the way that is. But moving forward, we may have an easier time and less planned obsolescence. So there we go. Now, what I'm going to be really curious to see, though, is if right to repair will end up spreading more into, like I had mentioned earlier, the automotive world and the tractor and the big heavy machinery, because essentially they're all engines that have computers attached to them, touch screens with proprietary software owned by the companies. And they'll say, you can't touch that software. You're not qualified. You're not qualified. We'll tell you what to do at $150 an hour for our techs. those are the kind of bills you'd hear about from some of the farmers. It's just incredible. Can you own anything, really, if you're not allowed or able to repair it and everybody gets in the way? So anyway, bit of progress. I think this is actually a bit of regulation, which over time will help us. So some good news. Most of the news coming out of the short session is not all that good, in my opinion. But right to repair, I think, is progress. This is the Bill Meyer Show on KMED and KCMD. I mean, right to repair is essentially giving you a natural right that you always had. And it's not that they have to fix it cheap, but they can't get in the way of you fixing it any longer. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Another satisfied customer of Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc.
I just wanted to say how pleased we are with our new roof. All of our workers were friendly, efficient, and hardworking. From the initial phone call to the install, I feel Chester gave me great advice on the perfect roof for our home. Many of my neighbors have already told me how nice our new roof looks and how fast it went up. I was very pleased with the cleanup as well. I will highly recommend Stephen Westfall Roofing to anyone. Thanks again. William Colson, Eagle Point, Oregon.
CCB number 230804.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
The Joe Pag Show.
The idea that you can stand there beside a good guy who's protecting you with a gun while you tell me why guns are bad, it just blows my mind. And I saw a comparison, and I want to say this in the most family-friendly way I can. Is the way to stop rape removing male body parts? Well, that'd be kind of stupid, wouldn't it? You'd be punishing everybody for the disgusting violent act of a few. maybe we actually focus on the bad guy who's doing the bad thing.
Evening 6 to 8 on KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
Pebble in your shoe Tuesday, 6:26. By the way, going to catch up with Artemis Pyle, one of the original drummers for Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's still on the road, was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 06. And by the way, I think he was, performed for the first time at the Grand Ole Opry back in November. Still on the road. They got a brand new tribute album to music of Lynyrd Skynyrd out. Bunch of different people involved. It's quite interesting. We'll talk with him about that coming up. Terry, what's on your mind this Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday? What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Hey, I listened to this podcast last night, and they told me of a story that happened over the weekend, and I looked it up, and it's totally true. This illegal alien was arrested down in Florida, and he was going to be let go. He was arrested down there for, like, driving without a license, I guess.
Yeah, his. By the way, the name we're talking about is, the guy you're talking about is Juan Jose Sebastian. That's his name.
Yeah. Okay. So then you did hear the story. And anyways, and so the guy's wanted in Washington County, Oregon, for rape and sexual abuse. And Oregon doesn't want to extradite this guy back to Oregon, which, I mean, what about the victims and the family of this, of who he perpetrated this stuff on? I find that disgusting on Oregon, if that part of it's true.
That part does appear to be so far, that seems to be correct so far as it goes. And I don't know if this has anything to do with the sanctuary status here, that we don't want to get involved in anything that involves us in ICE, or, you know, there's another way of looking at it. Maybe he wouldn't get prosecuted here anyway. Do you ever think about that, Terry? I don't have the full story at this point in time. This is still developing.
And, he was going to put back in the system, or not in the system, but just back out in the public, until DeSantis got a hold of it, you know, the governor, and actually took care of the problem.
What would you do then if you were in charge of the system? What would you do? How would you handle something like this? Because, as it is, we have law enforcement in Oregon that is not allowed to have any kind of contact, usually whatsoever, when it comes to immigration status with ICE and beyond. And that's by statute. It's not what they want to do. It's what they can or are allowed to do by statute.
If I was a family member, I'd get this thing out on the news and try to shame Oregon, Washington County, whatever, the prosecutors there. I'd try to shame them into doing something.
Okay. Well, public pressure is a good thing. Some public input. I like that. 29 minutes after 6. Yeah. This is the interesting part about this. I was reading some of this on MSN. ICE is actually denying this. Actually, may be something more to do with the federal government than Oregon in some cases. Now we're finding out that ICE is denying that this Oregon warrant exists. And the reason for this appears to be that, according to ICE, this illegal alien is already being sentenced to final removal from America, is what they're saying. It is not enough for them to pick him up while they pull their head out and confirm its existence, so to speak. This is one of the people involved on this one. And on Saturday, a DeSantis spokesperson, Brian Mast, adding, Governor DeSantis has zero tolerance for illegal alien criminals who shouldn't even be in this country in the first place. Maybe public pressure will have something to do on this. I can't say, but that's what we know. I haven't, like I said, I just kind of touched in on that this morning. But anyway, your comments welcome on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. That's a big boulder in the system, isn't it, where ICE doesn't even want to say the Oregon warrant exists. So it may not necessarily be Oregon's fault in this case. We'll see. Hi there. Who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Morning. Morning. It's David here in Phoenix.
David, how you doing?
Well, I'm not a happy camper. Anyways, I don't know if it's true, but my understanding is the state of Oregon is working on, the legislature is working on paying rent for a year for illegal criminal aliens. Have you heard anything about that?
There was a bill about that, and at last report, that has died. So, yeah, there was some Portland Democrats that actually proposed something like that was going to lead to it. But from what I understand, that has died, and we'll talk with State Rep. Wallen next hour and get some confirmation on either from her or from State Representative Duane Yunker. We're going to talk to them both this morning, but I'm pretty sure that has died right now, David. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. So you can, maybe there are lots of things you can be upset about, but maybe you can hold off on that one. We'll see. If we need to build up some outrage, then we'll get the whole story there first. Good morning, KMED, KCMD. Hi, who's this?
Yes, Joel.
Joel, how you doing?
From the gate.
Yes.
Did you make a 40-inch slip earlier, Grant Stream funding, or did I hear drag queen funding?
Well, Grant Stream funding sometimes leads to drag queen funding, but no, I do think it may have been a slur on my part, just slurring my words, but I think Grant Stream funding is what I intended. But a lot of times, you know, a lot of grants going into drag queens because, after all, you can't really teach kids in the library what to do about reading unless you have drag queen reading to them. You know that. That's the, the new teaching method.
Our previous caller, something that's real similar, is good old California, Gavin Newsom, wants to give loans to buy your own house. Not just rent a house. They're going to fucking fund them to buy a house, and people are just flipped out.
All right. Hey, thanks, Joel. And by the way, you can't use the naughty words there, okay? Just for next time. Okay, I did get it dumped in time. All right, we have saved the broadcast world. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Who's this? Good morning.
This is Minor Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I wanted to remind everybody, today is Super Tuesday, and if you live in Siskiyou County, you should be sure to vote, and vote your conscience.
I don't want you to vote your conscience. I want to vote for the best people. If I were living there, who should I vote for, in your view?
I'm not telling anybody to vote for Donald Trump, but I'm that's who I voted for.
Oh, okay. All right. So California part of Super Tuesday. And Oregon's primary, I guess it doesn't matter. By the time Oregon gets around to its primary, it doesn't matter, right?
No, because today California will put Donald Trump over on the enough delegates that Nikki Haley will be done.
Actually, today, Super Tuesday will not decide that. Super Tuesday will get President Trump likely very close. I think it will take the primaries next week to actually put him over the threshold needed.
Yeah,
but it's very close.
He's going to take all 15 of them, all 15 states, and numerically she'll be out.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dave. 633 KMED KCMD. We'll catch up with the latest from our NBC5 news partners, and then more of your calls on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. And we have Artemis Pyle, former Lynyrd Skynyrd drummer. He was there in the heyday, 1974 to 77. He survived the plane crash, by the way. And an amazing story of what happened after the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash that I never knew until I was looking into a little bit before this interview. I'm going to ask him a question or two about that, all coming up.
We've heard it all.
That boulder was hidden in the grass.
My St. Bernard jumped on the hood.
Gonna have to get that emergency brake fixed.
Garage doors need to go up faster.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again, and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Hi, it's John at Welburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Welburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Welburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate, and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Cerno with your NBC5 Morning News Update. With Measure 110 reform on the governor's desk, legislators will be looking for any leftover funding in the remaining days of the short legislative session. This year's legislative session ends this coming Sunday. Governor Tina Kotek also officially passed her housing package after passing the Senate last week. Senate Bills 1537 and 1530 were passed by the State House of Representatives Monday. The housing package will invest $376 million towards addressing the housing crisis. Medford Representative Kim Wallen appears optimistic about what the package has to offer. She says they may be able to get a bill passed that would put the state on standard time year-round by the end of the session. And with the cold weather sticking around, some weather shelters are open again this week to make sure no one is left out in the cold. Ashland's shelter at 2200 Ashland Street in Ashland will be open again through Thursday. It opens at 5 in the evening until 9 in the following morning, and the doors close at 10 p.m. The Grants Pass Warming Shelter at 1990 Northwest Washington Boulevard is extending their opening through Thursday night. The doors open at 5:30 each evening and close at 9. Wake-up calls at 6 in the morning, and all guests must be off the property by 8 a.m. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Serna. Have a great day.
Well, you know, it's Orly Stovin' Spas we both recommend.
Lamont here from Orly Stoves and Spas. Are you tired of those huge heating bills? Just to stay warm and comfortable in your own home? Then now is the time for a new wood, gas, or pellet stove from Orly Stoves and Spas. Orly's has Southern Oregon's largest inventory with over 400 stoves in stock now. Never be cold again. And for a limited time, receive a 30% tax credit on qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Are you ready for a relaxing spring and summer enjoying your new pool, swim spa, or hot tub? Then Orly's has everything you need. We are fully stocked on Splash Around above ground pools and accessories. Orly's is Southern Oregon's largest cow spa dealer with both spas and swim spas in stock now, as well as the shortest lead time of any dealer in the valley on any special order. Don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Orly's Stoves and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford.
Come see us at the Klamath County Home Show, March 8th, 9th, and 10th.
We made it to March, so we get to trade in winter rain for spring rain. That's where Terra Firma Foundation Systems comes in. One easy call can protect your home from the damage rain and saturated soils can do to your foundation, basement, or crawl space. Don't sit up all night with a shop vac. Don't convince yourself it'll be fine when it dries out. Have Terra Firma come out for a free waterproofing evaluation. Visit GoTerraFirma.com to schedule your free waterproofing evaluation. That's GoTerraFirma.com. CCB 173-547.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
638, 770-5633, some open phone time here on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Everything's bugging you here. By the way, before I get back to the phones, I just wanted to do an update on that illegal alien that was going to get cut loose from Florida because he was wanted for rape in Oregon, but Oregon ICE didn't want to do anything about this. This is... what might be the trigger for it? President Joe Biden's, this is from Breitbart, President Joe Biden's so-called sanctuary country orders ensured that this illegal alien wanted for rape in the sanctuary state of Oregon and already ordered deported from the U.S. was not immediately taken into Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody. Juan Jose Sebastian, a 26-year-old illegal alien from Guatemala, apparently he wasn't making Guatemala good enough, so he came here to help out, I guess. He first arrived in the U.S. 2015. Check this out. This guy came in as an unaccompanied alien child and then just released into the interior. Because remember, we're told that, you know, the dreamers and the kids, we got to take care of the kids. And the kids are just here to have a better life. And a better life includes apparently having your way with the native population, if you want to call it that, but interesting. So it's, sanctuary rules, sanctuary rules, sanctuary country, et cetera, et cetera. And there we go. Last month, Jose Sebastian arrested in Martin County, Florida for driving without a license. At first, ICE refused to take custody of him because he's not considered a priority for deportation. He's not considered a priority for deportation, even though he's wanted in Oregon. Okay. And then Washington County didn't want to extradite him back to Oregon to face the rape charges against him. So, in other words, we have Washington not wanting to prosecute, Washington County, Oregon not wanting to prosecute, and ICE not wanting to do anything about him here because, he's not supposed to be here, or we've already done this. It's not a priority. Not a priority case. So, there we go. Ranger's here. Hello, Ranger. What's on your mind today, huh? Welcome to the show.
Yes. My thought is, the mayors that will withhold the police, prosecutors that will not prosecute,
mm-hmm.
they are guilty of being complacent to this, the actions of the criminal. They're protecting them, and they should be held accountable. They should be prosecuted themselves and put in jail because they're allowing the criminals to harass and hurt the public that they're supposed to protect.
Oh, I can't disagree with you on that. You know, the challenge that you run into is that it's interesting that it is very difficult to prosecute someone for using discretion in their elected position. There's a lot of power within this. The people, the way that you end up holding an elected official accountable is to really vote them out, though, Ranger. That's really the one tool. Unless they are breaking an actual statute outside of their duty, it's very difficult to go after them. That's a high bar. Just wanted to let you know. That's why it doesn't happen. That's why you're not necessarily prosecuting them. Prosecuting someone for not enforcing the law, there's not really a law against not enforcing the law. You see what I'm getting at? Understand a bit of that?
I understand yeah. that, but when a criminal is allowed to go free so that he can repeat his actions somewhere else, that's unconscionable. Well,
if it were up to me, the way that sovereign immunity is designed in the United States would be going away. I think that would be one of it, and that elected officials that enable this kind of behavior should be held not. But and the thing is, they should be held personally liable. You should be responsible. You should be responsible for actions that are taken on your behalf from your orders, right? And not be able to just say, well, the taxpayers will defend me. So that way, if somebody does wrong, all you can do is just sue the taxpayers to pay off. That's the way the current system is right now. All right.
It bothers me so much that if my family members were harmed, I would have a very hard time not taking personal action.
I wouldn't blame you at all. I understand that feeling. Don't want you to go there, though, okay? I don't want to read about you, going in. It's 6:43. Let me go to line two. Hello, KMED, KCMD. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, Bill. This is Dave in Grants Pass. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I was reading the news earlier this morning, and I came across an article. I don't know if you're aware of it. But down there on the Iron Gate, or just above the Iron Gate, sounds like the equivalent of California ODFNW release. And I quote the article right here. It says, upon release of tens of thousands of salmon.
Yeah, I think it was 850,000. Wasn't that the number?
Died.
The number in that article? Yeah.
And literally it says in the article that it says it's not due to the turbidity and it's not due to low oxygen in the water. And I can't help but wonder, well, then what the heck caused that? You know what? You and I know what caused that. But at the same time, how does that? That's just a blatant lie, man. You can't have that.
Don't you wonder why they released them into the creek in the first place, knowing what shape the Klamath is in?
Yeah, I don't understand, because it's like you're going to complain that the salmon, population's low and, okay, this, that, the other, and then you go and do something like this. You know you can release them into somewhere else. You don't have to waste them like that. I don't know. It just really perplexed me, and I wanted to make sure you were tracking that article because it's firsthand right there that, hey, look, this isn't what you guys thought it was going to be. It's not what you were trying to sell. And the proof is right there, man.
Let me ask you, though. Do you think that the people that have favored dam removal like this, do they care? Do they care that they are factually wrong? Or can you convince someone that they were factually wrong on something like this? Because I got to tell you, I will go on to some of the Facebook groups like in Ashland, and they're just talking about, even as it's being destroyed, they're talking about it right out in the open, about, look at all this restoration that's going to be taking place. We're finally going to be able to start restoring this. And I'm just like, what?
I don't think it'll ever be something where you can actually convince those of that side of it that they're doing something rather atrocious, honestly. I don't think that'll ever change. What I do think that type of article could be used for is showing people that, you know, because I'll be honest, up here in Southern Oregon, as much as you cover it, unless you're listening to the certain outlets that, well, give a dang about it, you know, it doesn't always get reported. And when you hear that type of stuff, you got to learn from others. You know what I mean? And it's an atrocious thing that's happening down there in Northern California. But at the same time, if they tried to pull anything like that, say the Columbia River, you know, and anywhere through Oregon, we have to learn from what's happening. And you can't look at it and say, you know, well, you know, that was just a small incident, you know, related to this. I mean, that's the same thing. Well,
yeah. In other words, you can't be fooled again. You know? Appreciate the call, and thank you for making that too, all right? This is the Bill Myers Show on KMED, KCMD. We'll talk with Captain Bill about that probably tomorrow, that article. He's had a lot to do with it. Artemis Pyle joins me here in a couple of minutes. We'll shift gears and then get back to more of your calls.
Have you been putting off filing prior year's tax returns and worrying about the consequences? You need Pat Hurley on your team. He's a tax pro who fights for your rights in dollars. 774-1040. What an easy number.
This is Bill Meyer. Appreciate you waking up mornings with me, 6 to 9 on KMED and KCMD. But I get it. Life can be busy. Sometimes you might miss a show or segment or what did that guest say again? And that's when you can catch up and stay current with my podcast. The last 3 months of shows are available for free download and sharing on KMED.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling, and they're online at ClouserDrilling.com. And thanks to Clouser, you can drill into what really happened on The Bill Myers Show on KMED.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Bicoastal Media's Best of Southern Oregon magazine is online at bestofsouthernoregon.com. Find the winners in nearly 200 categories by flipping through the magazine online, or sort by category and discover Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services like Southern Oregon Children's Clinic, Good Bloke Tree Care, Quality Tire, and Lithia Body and Paint. Congratulations to all the award winners from Bicoastal Media, publishers of Best of Southern Oregon. Nominations for 2024 to 2025 starts in spring. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Biden administration has announced a new rule to cap credit card late fines, the White House's latest effort to end what it calls junk fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said it will set a cap of $8 for delayed payments, bringing the average credit card late fee down from $32. Regulators say this change will save Americans up to $10 billion a year. Tesla's plant in Berlin has been forced to halt production after an electricity station was set ablaze in a suspected arson attack. The German factory, along with the city, were left without power. Left-wing extremists, the Volcano Group, have claimed responsibility for the attack. Tesla's plan to double its capacity in Berlin has come up against fierce opposition by environmental activists who have staged other additional protests. Futures are slightly lower after the NASDAQ retreats from its record. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials were down 97. That's your money now.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at nopneumonia.com. That's KNOWpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
New York has become a legal banana republic.
When a story...
There were no victims, no defaults, no damages, no complaints, no nothing.
...takes a dramatic turn.
Former presidents are not kings and can be held accountable under the law.
You want every twist.
The judge said that the frauds committed leapt off the page.
He's got this chaos that surrounds him.
Under President Trump, we were just better off.
He's going to side with a thug who kills his political opponents?
That's why you listen.
We're not successful. New York State is gone.
To KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. And this is the Bill Meyer Show.
Hey, I was just talking with Mike from Premier, who I was booking Artemis Pyle. And he was saying he's running a little bit behind because Artemis likes to talk. You know, I love that because, you know, sometimes you'll talk with... some of these stars or rockers, you get a chance to have a chat with them, and then it's like you're trying to have to pull everything out of them, you know, and not in this particular case. So Artemis is moving on. Hopefully we'll get him on here in the next few minutes. I'm looking forward to it. Hello, Gene. How you doing this morning? Welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm doing a lot better now. when that guy came on about the vote today, it wasn't specified as to where it was. I did not receive a voter's pamphlet. I did not receive a ballot. Nothing.
Nothing at all,
I kind of panicked.
Yeah, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, it's voter. No, but it's a primary day in California. So across the border, that was Dave down in the Iron Gate. So in Siskiyou County, he's voting today. That's what he's doing. Okay.
I wish he had mentioned that.
Okay, well, I thought he did, but if we were scaring anybody, no. Ours is going to be in May, and that's when you get the opportunity to vote no on 17-116. All right? You're going to do that, right?
Is that the five charter?
That's the five county
that's
commission.
That's the county one?
Yep, that's the one that you do not want to vote for, okay? Just want to be...
Oh, you better believe I don't want it.
All right.
And that rapist that no one wants to send away.
Mm-hmm.
A good way to make sure he never wants to come back is castrate him.
Well, that certainly removes the potential. Yeah, the potential, the tools of mischief, as it were. Okay? Appreciate the call.
Oh, yeah. I had one boss who had a good idea on how to get rid of them.
Yeah? Well, okay. I appreciate that. Artemis, I think, is going to be coming in here in just a moment. Let me grab another call, though. Okay, thanks, Gene. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Betty. How about talking about all of the 800,000-plus baby fish that was killed down there at Iron Gate?
We had mentioned that. That was a call just a few minutes ago that had talked about that.
Oh, okay. I've been driving. Okay, thank you.
Wait, don't drive off the road, though. Keep it safe.
No. Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you. Now, I don't know. Let me go to the Artemis Pyle line. Mike, is he there at this point? Do we know? Okay, he's not back there yet. See?
Who?
Yeah.
Bill Meyer. Bill, you there?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Bill Meyer, here's Artemis Pyle.
Artemis Pyle. What? You know, Artemis, I've never had the honor of speaking to a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, but welcome to the program, sir. How you doing this morning? Welcome.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because of a man named Ronnie Van Zant.
Yep.
So, I'll take it.
Okay.
No, I'll take it. Where are you? Where are you?
We're Southern Oregon, Northern California, KMED, KCMD. And I have to tell you, I have had many a wonderful road trip with Leonard Skinner music playing in it, and now, of course, you're the Artemis Pyle Band. What an honor being at the Grand Ole Opry. They had you there in November. I was watching that video last night. What a great, just a wonderful honor there in both. And I wanted to make sure that people understand what Artemis is here to mention is that you have a brand new album out, which is called Anthems, honoring the music of Leonard Skinner. And you have a whole bunch of people that you normally wouldn't think of as Leonard Skinner people singing Leonard Skinner songs. Is that pretty much the way that goes, Artemis?
Well, I love Oregon. I love California.
Mm-hmm.
So hello, West Coast. Yes, we have Dolly Parton, Sammy Hagar, Billy Ray Cyrus. The list goes on of great artists that are honoring the prolific writing of Ronnie Van Zant.
Yeah.
So they all put their best foot forward because, you know, they're singing for a fellow singer, songwriter, performer, which is Ronnie Van Zant. And because of Ronnie, I got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's something that I found out is kind of a big deal. And so this album is to definitely honor Ronnie and his band, which I feel very happy to be included. And a lot of people say, why record a bunch of Skinner songs that have already been recorded? Well, the answer is that Ronnie deserves it, and the band deserves it. And we went to Nashville, where you can get the best production value and quality in the world. And I got a huge fat drum sound, that Nashville fat drum sound.
Yep.
Sonically, the album sounds really great on the radio with using modern recording techniques. So what we did is we put a little polish, a little shine, if you will, on all of these songs with these great vocalists that put their hearts and souls into these performances. And you know, the royalty, we didn't do it to make a boatload of money. The royalties go to the children and grandchildren of my friends that are up in rock and roll heaven.
Oh.
My whole band is up there. And the men that wrote these songs, their families will benefit. And we did that by design.
That is just a great story, Artemis. I wanted to touch on why so many of your bandmates up in rock and roll heaven. Everybody knows about the plane crash, but you know, and you survived that. And something I never knew about what happened after you crawled out of the wreckage and went looking for help. I never knew this part. What happened with that? I bet a lot of other people never knew about this until, you know, I saw you talk about that. What happened after you got out of the wreckage and went looking for help?
Well, I headed in the direction the plane was headed, hoping to, you know, see some civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out of the swamp, walked across a freshly plowed field that was huge, and found a farmhouse. And, of course, the farmer was protecting his family because, you know, I had long hair and a beard. I looked like Charles Manson.
Oh, man.
And I was I was covered with blood. And so this man, Johnny, he was protecting his family, and I saw the gun, I heard a gunshot, I felt something sting me in my left shoulder, it spun me around, and Johnny always said that it was a ricochet.
Yeah.
But I don't care what it was, I saw a gun, I heard a shot, I felt the bullet, and he came over and said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry."
Yeah, so you got shot shot looking for help. I'm glad you survived that and continued to have just an amazing career after that point. I'll be interested to hear these Skinner songs, though, Artemis, with that warmth or that modern sheen on it. Although the Skinner songs had an amazing warmth, I think from the Muscle Shoals kind of feel or that Southern studio where a lot of times you ended up doing a lot of recording. And is Artemis, before you take off, though, is the Artemis Pyle Band still going to be on tour this year? Will we be able to see you out on the West Coast at any time? Do you know? Just curious.
Oh, we're always on tour. You know, we don't go out for like 70 days or anything like that now, mm-hmm. but we do. We're weekend warriors, and we play beautiful venues all over the country, old theaters that have been restored that have great acoustics. We're taking Skinner into places that the bigger bands, you know, the bigger bands won't even go anywhere unless they get $100,000.
Oh,
and we don't mind working. We don't mind working for our money. You know, on October 20th, we were at the Grand Ole Opry. That was the 46th anniversary of the plane crash. So, you know, we go out every weekend. We get on our 1999 Prevo tour bus that we bought from Lenny Kravitz, and we go out there and we play. We travel thousands of miles. My band plays Skinner music better than any band in the world. We have an incredible road crew, and we have the best driver in the business that drove, you know, for Taylor Hawkins. He drove for ZZ Top. We have a very well-oiled machine, and the answer, the short answer to your question is no haul too small, no gig too big. We'll be in your town soon. Yes.
I appreciate it. Artemis, you got a lot of people to talk to this morning. I appreciate sharing a few minutes. What an honor to speak to a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. And, of course, the album is Anthems Honoring the Music of Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I'll bet you that the drumming keeps you fit. You can't be out of shape and be a drummer. There's no way, even in your 70s. Thank you very much. It's good talking with you, Artemis. Take care.
Thank you for keeping our music alive.
Absolutely. It's a couple minutes after 7. This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KCMD, Grants Pass.